makes the music that reality.
WUSB and Stony Brook, and time now for the concert billboard.
Mm. With concert billboard on Saturday, December the 14th. In ship. Hello out there, USB listeners. This is Vanessa on 90.1 with Concert Billboard for Sunday, December the 15th. Tonight, the Roger Whittaker Family Christmas will be playing at Westbury Music Fair. Tuesday, December the 17th, Warren Zevon and the Odds at the Marquee. Wednesday, December the 18th, Metallica will be playing at Nassau Coliseum. Stephanie Mills and Peebo Bryson at Westbury Music Fair, as well as the Vienna Choir Boys, who will also be playing at Westbury Music Fair. Warren Zevon and the Odds will be playing at the Marquee. For Thursday, December the 19th, Murphy's Law at the Marquee, Kenny Loggins at Town Hall, Johnny Winter and Larry McRae at the Academy, and Johnny Copeland will be playing at Manny's Car Wash. For Friday, December the 20th, Bad Religion and Vandals will be playing at the Marquee. Public Enemy will be at Madison Square Garden. For Saturday, December the 21st, are the Reactors at Wee Scotty's. Michael Doucet and Beausoleil at IMAC. Alvin and the Chipmunks at Westbury Music Fair. Lloyd Cole at the Academy. And 16 top Japanese bands will be playing at the Ritz. For Thursday, December the 26th, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch will be at Westbury Music Fair. Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson at Manny's Car Wash. Friday, December the 27th, the Magic of Merlin at Westbury Music Fair, as well as Dick Fox's Holiday Doo-Wop. And Ray Anderson will be at Harrington's Cafe. For Saturday, December the 28th, the Reactors at Stingers, Ray Anderson at Harrington's Cafe, Mudhoney and Surgery and Monster Magnet at the Marquee, and Dick Fox's Holiday Doo-Wop at Westbury Music Fair. And for Sunday, December the 29th, the Ramones at the Ritz, 247 Spies at Limelight, and the OJs will be playing at Westbury Music Fair. Now, if you'd like to stay up to date with Concert Billboard, you can hear us four times a day, on weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at 12 noon and 12 midnight. If you have any questions about upcoming concerts, give USB a call at 516-632-6901. Once again, this is Vanessa signing out for Concert Billboard on WUSB Stony Brook.
Thanks, Vanessa. And this is WUSB in Stony Brook. The program is Brain Damage. And Where the hell is that music coming from? It's coming from over there. Okay, I thought it was coming from here. Thank you. Get rid of it. Thank you. All right. The program is Brain Damage. We're on the air until 2 o'clock in the morning. And we've got a lot of things to update you on, including things like 3, 12, 4, 3, 12, 5, 4, 12, 3, 4, 12, 5, 5, 12, 3, 5, 12, 4, 2, 13, 4, 2, 13, 5, and many other numbers like that that are getting a lot of people angry. Well, we'll update people as to why that is and why simple numbers can do such an effective job. On other sections of the program, that's coming up tonight on Brain Damage. The story of that crazy guy. Okay, Susie, I'll be back in town 2 weeks from today. I'll pick you up for our date at 7:30. Okay, Craig, I'll see you then. It's going to be a crazy disco night. I never dreamed he'd ask me. I can't believe it. He's so beautiful. He's so far out. Wow. Susie goes to a neighbor for advice. I don't want to mess up this date. I'll see if I can get some tips from Ms. Damien. I hope she's home. Listen, Susie, you grab all you can out of this life, so live it up. I figure sex is like a good meal. This is new to me, so maybe you can give me some tips. First, you go on the pill. No problems. I'll give you some. Your date's in a couple of weeks. That should be long enough. That's great. Careful, Susie. Ms. Damien blew it. The input was wrong. You should have talked it over with your doctor. This may sound dumb, but is, VD a problem? No, everybody yells about VD. It's no big deal. It's like a cold. You get a shot of penicillin, and it's gone. Venereal disease. This is picked up during a sex act from someone who was infected with the disease. Venereal, the name comes from Venus, the love goddess. See Angel of Light, Volume 9 of Crusaders, page 15. Look, Susie, we put a man on the moon. This is the 20th century. Science has everything in control. Don't worry, Susie. I always say, if it feels good, do it. This guy sounds cute. Yeah, every girl in school is wild about him. He's real crazy. I envy you. You have a wild time, Susie. What could possibly go wrong? Ha ha. After all, you've just heard the voice of experience. Saturday, 2 a.m. It's been a wild night, Susie. Yeah, just like you promised, Craig. It wasn't at all like I expected. I didn't even want to go out with him again. Oh, man. I wonder if I'm pregnant. 12 days later. Yippee! I'm not pregnant. Wow, do I feel better. I'm safe. Not quite, Susie. Craig gave you a little present that you didn't count on. It shows up anywhere from 2 to 20 days after sexual contact. What's wrong with me? This itch is driving me crazy. Gasp. Oh my God, what's that? Hi, Miss Damien. I'd like to talk to you again. May I come in? I'm really busy, Susie. Well, yeah, come on in if it's not going to take too long. I've got this stuff breaking out on me, and I don't know what to do. What did you do? Pick up a dose of the clap? What's clap? It's gonorrhea. Don't you know anything? Gonorrhea, a venereal disease. In males, it shows up 1 to 14 days after the sex act, and it causes painful urination. There are no symptoms of the disease for 80% of the females infected. I don't want you in my house. It may be catching. But what'll I do? If you're stupid enough to get caught, then that's your problem. I'd better spray that chair you've been sitting in. What's the matter, Susie? You look terrible. Got a problem? Yes, and I'm scared to death. My mom and dad will kill me. Can you tell me about it? 10 minutes later. Here's my grandfather's address. I'll tell him you're coming. He's really great and a wonderful doctor. He'll do everything he can to help you, Susie. Next afternoon in the doctor's office. Susie, I ran the tests, and I'm sorry I've got to give you some sad news. It's gonorrhea, right? No, Susie. It isn't gonorrhea, and it isn't syphilis. The venereal disease you picked up has a long name. It is called herpes simplex virus type 2, and it is very dangerous. You can get rid of it with shots, right? I'm sorry, Susie. There is no cure for what you have. How did lover boy Craig become a carrier? Well, he only made out with one other girl named Betty. Craig and Betty. Betty, who had been with 5 other men, who were involved with 19 women. Eventually, the count reached 92 people involved in this mess, and Susie was one of the victims. We now continue. Susie, I know how sick you feel with that fever and aches. Those painful blisters will soon break and turn into ulcers, and they will dry up in a few weeks. But the disease will remain active in your body as long as you live. More than likely, the blisters will come back. All it takes is an emotional upset or physical stress. If you have a baby, Susie, and it is born the regular way, the disease will kill your baby or destroy its mind. The only hope for the baby is to take it out by cesarean section. By that, I mean removing the baby out through the tummy by surgery. Why did God do this to me? Don't blame God, Susie. God tried every way under the sun to keep you from getting this terrible disease. What do you mean? God set up strict rules in the Bible. If we obeyed them, then VD would not spread and destroy so many people. Susie, the system will tell you to be careful and choose a clean sex partner, which totally disobeys God's law. This is the logic that has caused venereal disease to spread to millions of people. This includes decent, educated, religious people, as well as prostitutes, etc. VD can pass on to the children and in some cases to the grandchildren. Many of the blind people in the world are blind because of gonorrhea and syphilis. Their parents had contracted it. Had contracted it. And passed it on to them. Doctor, where did gonorrhea and syphilis and herpes 2 come from? How did it originate? God's law was broken. When men knew what God expected of them, they rebelled and wanted to do their own thing. Spiritual law was shattered. Then the natural law fell apart. Men no longer wanted to make love to women, so they started making love to other men. And women started making love to other women. They turned into homosexuals and lesbians. Then it got worse than that. Men and women even began making love to animals, and still are. This is another way VD can spread. Susie, VD came right from the devil. It's so bad today, Susie, that one boy in three will contact gonorrhea. Contract gonorrhea. By the time he's 25 years old. He can even catch it from another boy, ending up with rectal or oral gonorrhea. The same applies to the girls trying not to catch it from the boys. But, Doctor, this thing about homosexuals, isn't it a natural thing? We have to understand their emotional needs. We can't put them down. God does, Susie. He destroyed them in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was in the Jewish law at the time of Moses. If any man had sex with another man, then both would be put to death. The same applied to a woman having sex with another woman. It was death for both of them. In the Old Testament, God demanded the death of any man who had sex with an animal. Both he and the animal must die. It was death to any woman having sex with an animal. Both would have to be put to death. Adultery was also punishable by death. Wow. That's so heavy. God told man to be fruitful and multiply, and Satan has tried to block it through homosexuality. But, Doctor, that was in the olden days. This is the time of human rights and love. Susie, God tells us in the last book of the Bible that all who engage in homosexual acts shall be cast into the lake of fire, along with every homosexual and lesbian. But in school, my teacher said there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. Susie, Jesus said the devil is a murderer and a liar. He is the enemy of all righteousness. The devil has a tremendous power structure of demons to destroy people. I believe demonic activity is the basis of homosexuality to destroy that individual. When young people experiment with homosexuality, they open themselves up to these dark forces, just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God says in Romans 1:18-20, that persons is without excuse. Only Jesus can free homosexuals and lesbians from that satanic power. Susie, God's solution to VD is for both boys and girls to stay virgins until they are married. It's the greatest gift any mother or father can give their child. The Bible warns us to flee fornication, which means no sex until you are married, and only Jesus can give you the strength to resist temptation. The state doesn't love you, Susie, and no one really cares about you. Only Jesus does. The state took the Bible out of the schools, so your protection was gone. Then the state said pornography was okay, so you'd be turned on sexually. Then it tells you to choose clean sex partners. Instead of giving you rules for moral behavior, the state encourages free sex by giving you free pills to stop pregnancy, free shots for VD, and it will kill your baby for free. That isn't love. Jesus died. Jesus loved you so much that he left heaven to die on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away your sins. All the diseases of gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes 2, and the sins of homosexuality, lesbianism, and every crime of humanity Jesus took upon his sinless body. He was sacrificed in your place so you could go to heaven. Jesus wants you just as you are. Jesus will forgive you, Susie, and he will look at you as though it never happened. But sometimes we suffer throughout our life for something we've done. Jesus wants you to mean business. Anyone who says he's a Christian and lives in this kind of sin is only kidding himself, not God. Jesus wants you to truly repent and turn away from your sins and really make him the Lord of your life and receive him as your personal Savior. And he will be with you and protect you forever, both here and in heaven. the program is Brain Damage. Listen to music from The Clash and a song that I never heard before. A song from the new Clash on Broadway record called One Emotion. Unfortunately, the copy that we have is it doesn't have any information on it. All it has is the titles on the CD itself, and that doesn't really help out much. I mean, we don't know anything about this song other than the fact that it's on this record. And that's just the way it is. One Emotion by The Clash. Don't even know what year that came out or why it was not any other record. Pretty good song, I think. There's also a couple other songs on this triple CD compilation. And that's just the way that is. Before that, we heard... what did we hear? We heard a sermon there. A sermon from the people at... Who are these people? Chick Publications, they say, is what their particular name is. And we heard that crazy guy. Christ is the Answer of Toronto. Chick Publications of Auckland, New Zealand. Evangelistic Literature Enterprise of Strathpine, Australia. And Penfold Book and Bible House of Oxon, England. Most amazing, huh? We have
Proof of a counterculture.
Proof of a counterculture. Uh-huh.
Juan? Hello?
Hello, where have I reached?
Pardon?
Where have I reached?
Skateboard park.
Oh, I've reached a skateboard park? Okay, great. I needed to know something. I'm calling from New York.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have any skateboard parks here. What city are you in?
Langley.
Langley where?
D.C.
In British Columbia. Okay. Can you tell me, how does it work? If I had a skateboard, right?
Uh-huh.
Would I just come down to the skate park? Is there an admission charge? How does it work?
Yeah. How, is it you that are coming to skate? Are your kids?
Well, probably me and it would probably be me and a gang of about five people.
They gotta have, are all of them over 19?
Well, let's see. Three of us are above 19, and let's see. Otto, he's 17, and Leo, I think, is 17 too.
Just when you come here, like, you fill out a form and then you pay to skate.
Okay, and how much is that?
It depends what day. If you were on a weekday or weekend.
But let's say a weekday at about 4:00 p.m.
It'd be $5 each.
$5 each, and that allows us to basically just skate as much as we want?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And how about on the weekends?
It'll be $8.
Okay, now, if does somebody have to be above 19 to be there?
Well, if someone's under 19, like, if someone's got a sign for anyone under, like, to skate, like, so if you get hurt, if you get hurt, he can't sue us, you know, type
deal? Yeah, that kind of thing, I know.
Yeah.
So if say, somebody signed, like, a permission slip, a kid under 19 could go there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you one other question. How long have you been around for?
About 2 years.
About 2 years? Are you crowded?
It depends what day you're here.
Yeah, how is it right now?
Well, we're closed, so.
Oh. Well, okay, I guess it's not too crowded then.
Yeah.
What are your normal hours of operation?
1 till 9, and then on weekends, 12 to 9.
Okay, and one final question. Are there less kids skating around the streets now because of this?
Actually, yeah, pretty much. A lot of them have come here.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And have you been sued yet?
No.
Okay, well, keep it up.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, that's somehow a place in Vancouver that appeared on the... Actually, he said it was in Langley, British Columbia, wherever that might be. And what have we here? A magazine. Bullet BB? What is this? This is Speed. I can't read that. They print black on black, so it's impossible. Speed. What's that word? Speed Wheel?
Speed Wheeler. Maybe no, maybe not.
It's magazines. They got to learn how to, you know, print. You know, you print black on white, not black on black, and vice versa. 632-6901 is our telephone number, by the way. Area code 516, in case people have something they want to spout out. You can't read it, can you? Well, basically, I assume you handed that to me because it's got something to do with skating.
It's a dedicated skating magazine.
A skating magazine, okay. The question tonight is skating a counterculture, or is it just a bunch of people hanging out?
Called Thrasher.
Called Thrasher?
Yes.
How do you get Thrasher out of that word?
Oh.
Bear with us, folks. We're just trying to...
There.
Thrasher's the name of the... But you have to turn to page 5-4 to find out what the name of the magazine is. Oh, you got to teach these people something about Madison Avenue here. They sure have a big staff. Thrasher Magazine, published by Thrasher Magazine, and they are located in San Francisco, where they also have lots of skaters. And in fact, we were calling some skateboard places before, some skateboard parks, but they were all closed. In fact, this place was closed, too. They close at 9 o'clock, and I guess it's 9:28 in British Columbia, so that's why they closed. But that was a picture of a skateboarder. Looks like his head is cracked open. No, only kidding. Skateboarders don't really get hurt all that much. Here's one that's upside down, and he doesn't look at all worried about that. There's one that's only wearing something that you probably couldn't get away with around here. Very nice. Should I give the address for this magazine? Do they print their address? I'll try to do this if I can find it. How about if I give their phone number? Yeah. Area code 415-822-3083. Yeah, that's their phone number. And their address here is Thrasher Magazine, 1303 Underwood Avenue, San Francisco, 94124. Fascinating. There is a whole counterculture out there, but isn't that counterculture is just a fad? That's my question. Also, my other question is, now that the Kennedy rape trial is over, should the name of the person who made the charges be revealed? If so, why? And if not, why the hell not? Those are the questions we're asking here tonight, as well as if you believe there's intelligent life in the universe. And yes, that is including us. Please give us a call, 632-6901. The switchboard is full, but that's not good enough. I want more. 632-6901. I don't want the switchboard to be full plus. We're going to also be highlighting a couple of other Clash songs that I've never heard of before. We already heard One Emotion. Is there anything else on this record? I can't believe three CDs. Three CDs they put out. First they put out three LPs. Now they put out three CDs. These guys, they're out of control. 632-6901. Let's see who's out there in the land of the phone. Good evening.
Yeah, what's with taking up all this time, Eric?
Oh, you know, I guess time just sort of gets away from me.
Oh, because, like, I mean, you could be getting to some more calls here. I mean, the intro's cool, but cut a little short, guy.
Well, the intro only took a couple of minutes.
Oh, I know, but you talk with that whole venereal disease thing.
You don't think venereal disease is important?
Oh, no.
Listen, I've got a whole pamphlet for you about that if you don't think this is important.
It was very interesting, but, I mean...
Tell me it's not important.
You could have cut a little short and gotten to a couple more important calls, you know?
I figure every word that I cut short, there's probably a life being lost out there. That's we're here to save lives.
But there was a guy that called up last week... It said something about AIDS is the something of the world. I wanted to hear about that, you know?
Well, that's true. We just found a skate park list.
Well, anyway, I don't care about skateboarders. I want to tell you about headbangers' rights.
Headbangers?
Yeah, we have no rights as a culture.
How do you know? You're banging your heads all the time. I don't know how you can tell the difference.
Oh, see, there you go. Right? Stereotyping.
Well, I thought it was expected of me, actually.
Oh, see, that's a stereotype.
Where is this continued? It stops with Kentucky? This magazine, I'm having a lot of trouble with this magazine. They have this thing called the Skate Park Chronicle, and it stops with Kentucky, and I can't find where it continues.
I'm trying to talk about headbangers' rights.
All right, talk about headbangers' rights. I'm just getting flustered.
What to do in this country is have long hair. People look at you like you're a thief, a criminal. The cops follow you everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
It's more than one of you in the car.
Uh-huh. You can grab people by the hair. You know, they like that.
See, you're making a joke out of it.
I'm not making a joke out of it. You think I like being grabbed by the hair and twirled around like you know, some kind of ricochet? No, I don't like that at all.
You have long hair?
Yeah.
Okay, and don't you harassed and put down by, not necessarily put down, but just, like, harassed and looked at funny for that?
Well, this is the first time I ever thought maybe that's the reason, but yeah, I guess that is the reason.
Yeah, and you ever notice that if you ever happen to be in a call with more than one of your friends, if you have long hair, cops tend to follow you?
More than one of my friends? How is that possible? Maybe, yeah, more than one person, yeah.
More than one person in the car.
Right.
Like, at least two of them have long hair right in there.
I don't hang out in mobs, you see.
Well, I don't hang out in mobs either, but I'm just saying, like, a group of friends, you know? And, you know,
Wait a minute, hold on. You're trying to tell me that the skateboard park ends with Kentucky? Look, this doesn't make any sense. Tell me, caller, if this makes sense to you. It begins at Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, British Columbia, and goes all the way alphabetical, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, and then just stops. Now, it sounds like an alphabetical list to me, and it's continued someplace in this magazine, but they don't say where, and it just stops.
Skateboarders aren't going to make no difference anyway, man.
Well, I don't know if you want to be going to record with that. Wait a minute. We have a problem here.
What?
38, 36, 34. Well, pages 29, 30, the exact pages we want are missing. Apparently somebody was... Where'd you get this?
Wait a minute.
Where'd you get this? You're not going to tell me where you got this. Whoever was looking at this magazine took the pages that tell us if there's skateboard parks in New York. We have a cover-up here, folks. We have a cover-up.
Cover-up?
Yeah, people are going around taking information away from us.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like it any more than you do.
Wait, you're talking about these skateboard parks, right?
Yeah.
There are no place for us headbangers to hang out. I mean, you just, like...
Well, you can bang your head anywhere.
You can bang your head anywhere, but just, like, if you want to, like, get a group of people together, you're talking about all these skateboard parks. If we want to do the same thing... Hello?
Yeah.
All those clickings, man.
Well, I'm sure the FBI is capping this conversation.
Alright. But if you want to hang out and, you know, do the same thing as skateboarders are doing, but not skateboarding...
Right.
The cops harass us even more just because we have long hair.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, headbanging is something that I guess everyone's got to get used to, especially the people banging their heads.
Yeah. You know, we need more rights, man, and nobody plays our music. I mean, there's only... If you want to hear it, you got to go underground.
Well, what is your music?
My personal music is death metal.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's like rare, you know? I mean, it's just now barely getting out to the stores. You know, nobody plays metal on the radio. I mean, except for, like, this guy Hal on USB, Raz used to do it, but just like one of two shows on, like, all of New York State that you're going to hear it.
Oh, that's not true. There's a station in Jersey that plays it, except you can't get them here.
I'm going to pick that up here.
No, you're not going to pick it up here, but, you know, some of the college stations, a lot of the college stations actually play that.
And just, what do you call it? Everybody's, like, talking about, you know, metal being satanic. It's not, you know, it's really getting on my nerves, you know?
Yeah, I know. Satan's really getting a bad rap.
Yeah, he is kind of a nice guy, actually. He never did anything wrong to me, so... But anyway, there's something else I wanted to say.
Satan, get to know him. Maybe you'll like him.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah. Anyway, about this Kennedy Smith thing.
Yeah, do you think we should reveal the name of the person who accused him?
I really don't think anybody really cares.
You don't think so, huh?
No, I think the whole thing was just a thing by the media.
Yeah,
all hyped
up. You see, my question is, okay, this person accused him of something, right?
Uh-huh.
He's been found not guilty. Now, that does that mean that you know, she's not telling the truth? And if she's not telling the truth, then should she have the right to remain cloaked in anonymity, you know, just because, you know, she fears for retribution or something like that? Can somebody come up to you, accuse you of something, and never have it be revealed who they are, even if they're not telling the truth?
No, I think... If they're going to make the thing out of it and give out his name and everything, they should give hers equally.
Uh-huh.
I think the only reason they heard anything about it is because of the Kennedy name. If I rape somebody, it might make the paper or it might make the news, but that'd be the end of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you really wanted to look into it, you'd hear about it, but, I mean, you wouldn't hear about it all the time, like freaking live thing on my sentencing on the news.
Uh-huh.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, there was a lot of coverage.
It was ridiculous. I mean, who cares? It's like anything. If it happened to the Kennedys or, like, Liz Taylor went to the hospital, who cares, man? You know? I really don't care. I'd rather be watching the A-Team and they interrupt us and put about the Kennedys. I mean,
uh-huh.
It's my time and everybody else. I mean, they can put more important stuff on, like Bugs Bunny or they're chopping down the rainforest or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, I mean, because there's a lot more important things on this world than what's going on in the Kennedy family. Next thing they're going to be saying, oh, Michael Jackson took his garbage out 10 minutes ago, you know? Who cares, you know?
Okay, listen, I'm going to move on to some more phone calls.
Okay, Trout?
All right, thanks for calling and sharing everything with us. 632-6901 is our telephone number. Good evening.
Good evening, man.
How you doing? I'm great.
Where the heck I get off talking about skateboards like that, man?
What? Oh, I don't know. You know, some people, they just haven't seen the light.
Yeah, he's just go bang his head on a concrete block.
Well, you know, I'm sure many people would want to do that, but, you know, to each their own, I say.
Yeah, all right.
What's up with you?
Nothing. I'm skating.
You're skating now?
Well, I was.
Oh. I don't know if you can listen. Excuse me. I don't know if you can listen to this program and skate at the same time.
No, I don't think so.
Can you listen to things and skate at the same time? Walkmans and things like that?
If it's on, I guess. You know, if it's on, but, you know, we don't, like, listen to it while on a headphone or something.
But why aren't there any skate parks around here?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Liability.
Yeah, but that place never got sued. They were around for how long, 2 years?
Yeah, most skate parks are not sued, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't think there's really that much of a problem. I think we need a skateboard, in the skate park, rather, in Long Island somewhere.
What do they do about snow?
I agree.
What do they do about snow?
Yeah, when it snows.
I don't know what they do about... Aren't they indoors?
No.
Skate parks are outdoors?
Yeah.
Some of them are indoors.
Yeah, I think some of them are indoors. I mean, roller skating rinks can be indoors, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? I mean, there's a big difference, I know that, but, you know, you could do it indoors.
Or outdoor, indoor sometimes.
Anything you can do outdoors, you can do indoors. That's something I've always believed in.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. So, anything else on your mind, sir?
No, I don't know.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Mastic.
Mastic?
Yeah.
There's a strong skating contingent there?
Yeah, Team Smile.
Uh-huh. Team what?
Team Smile.
Team Smile, okay. Are you part of a counterculture, or are you part of a fad, do you think?
Counterculture.
Really? Tell us about this counterculture. Excuse me. What do you believe in? What don't you believe in?
I don't know. Skating.
Skating, okay. Well, I guess, you know, that's a good thing to believe in.
Yeah. Take over the world, too.
Take over the world?
Yeah, skaters.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well,
if skaters were in charge, I guess there'd be a lot less non-skating things taking over the issues.
You pure skating.
Yeah. Well, skating's cool, you know. It's a way of moving around.
Yep.
All right, listen, thanks for calling.
All right.
632-6901. Good evening. Hello?
Hi, my name's Pat from Centerreach.
Hi, Pat from Centerreach. How you doing?
I'm a skater.
You're a skater, too?
Yeah, I'm part of Trim Skates.
Uh-huh.
I just want to talk about Stony Brook, how the guards are always kicking us off campus and shit.
Yeah, well, we noticed that. You got to watch your mouth, though.
Oh, sorry.
This is a mixed audience here. Tell us about that. Tell us what they do.
Well, I remember, like, about last April, I was skateboarding, and it started raining, and me and my friends were leaving, and the security guy came, and they took our boards away for no reason. We weren't skating or anything.
You mean you were just carrying your boards through campus, and they confiscated them?
Yeah.
Where did this happen? About what part of the campus?
Lecture Center.
In front of the Lecture Center?
Yeah, like right outside of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of other kids, but they didn't get their boards taken away.
What did they say to you?
They're like, oh, yeah, we'll just give you a letter, and parents have to sign it and just say you can't skate here anymore. And we were just sitting there, and a whole bunch of other security guards came. It was just three of my friends, and they got, like, 10 security cars to surround us. And they just took our boards away, and we put up an argument for a long time. And they just took our boards and we left, and my father had to come and get them later on.
And what did they say to him?
They just said that they were kissing his butt, though, because my dad was there. Like, when we were there, they were, like, yelling at us and stuff. My dad came, they act, like, really cool. But then, like, they just said my dad had to, like, sign something to make sure we don't come there anymore. That was, like, last April, but I still go there.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 16.
16. Well, you know, I'm sure you're aware that skaters are the biggest menace to Western civilization since the Russians stopped being. I mean, the way people deal with you guys, it's amazing. It's, I mean, it must be pretty mystifying to you, too, to be looked at as such an enemy.
Yeah, I live in Centerreach, and almost every place we skate, they kick us out, too. I skate, like, a curtain in front of a curtain store, and they kick us out there. There's a faggot guy that kicks us out all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, regardless of that, if there was a skate park around, would you go there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah? Would you pay $5 to skate?
Definitely. There's one in Nassau, but it's, like, a lot more. I think it's, like, $20 for, like, 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Belmore.
There's one in Belmore, huh?
Yeah. But you can never get a ride out there, and you have to pay for the train fare if you're going to get there, and that costs a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully some entrepreneur is listening, and we'll start something up in one of the many vacant stores that's lying around the area.
Hopefully.
Because of all the overdevelopment.
Yeah.
All right, listen, stay out of trouble, and, you know, don't be intimidated.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. 632-6901. There's a lot of skaters out there. They're out there in force. And the rest of us better watch out if they ever get organized. Who knows? Imagine if they voted. Imagine if skateboarders voted, huh? We'd know the stand of every politician around here, you know? George Hochberkner, what's your position on skateboarding? Tom Downey? Anybody care to say? We can. We have ways of finding out. 12:42 in the morning. Brain damage. We're on until 2. Good morning.
Yeah, why were you abusing that headbanger guy?
Oh, headbangers like to be abused. You didn't know that?
No, they don't. And, why are you so pro-skater? Those guys are like the most ignorant people that have touched the face of the earth. It took two of them to come up with one idea, and all they wanted to say was, oh, all we stand for is skating.
Well, don't you think that's kind of a generalization?
Yeah, but headbangers, I say, is the most intelligent music to touch the earth. Look at the music that the people that run the country listen to. What do they listen to, Barry Manilow? I mean, I think 90% of the thrash songs and death songs that touch the planet are so much have so much more social insight than anything else compared to the Copacabana.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there. I mean, it would be interesting to know what kind of music they listen to in the White House. But as far as everything else, you know, it really depends on your taste. You know, some people like heavy metal, some people like thrash, some people like, you know, reggae and ska and all that kind of thing. I don't know if you can say one is better than the other. I mean, you can say it, but I don't know how valid it is.
No, but everybody just, like, sits there and looks at people who listen to metal like we're idiots.
Uh-huh.
It's like we know more about the social issues and problems of the world than 90% of the people who sit there and call us idiots.
Uh-huh. Well, you can't judge somebody by their music. You can't judge somebody by the way they sound, by the way they look. You know, you can only judge people by what they say and what they do.
Yeah, oh yeah. Suffolk County Police Department update. More incompetence. A friend of mine's house was being robbed. She came home, saw the gate open, thought it was her husband, just like left it open or something.
Uh-huh.
Goes up, sees the door beat on. She thought, oh, I don't know what's going on. Unlocks the door, looks in there, her whole house is being destroyed. Just like she saw the guy in there.
Yeah.
Goes across the street, calls the police. They say, okay, we'll be right over. An hour and 45 minutes later, they show up.
Now, wait, did she tell the police that the guy was there at the moment?
Yeah, it said, somebody's robbing my house right now.
And it took them that long to get there. Well, you know, she can file a complaint because every call is logged, and they know what time the call was made, and if she can say it took 45 minutes for them to get there, there's certainly no excuse for something like that, a crime in progress.
Yeah.
And she should, you know, pursue it as much as possible. Unfortunately, the way things work with the cops is the people that you complain to, the people that decide if you have a valid complaint, are the same people that you're complaining against.
Yeah, it's like a complaining to a dog catcher about not...
It's 6901, it's 12:45 in the morning, and also we're open for any other countries that people might want to hear from, you know, countries overseas. We called Nepal last week and talked to some friendly people there. Of course, the screaming operator of Bhutan is waiting for us someplace, but I don't know if we'll get to her tonight. You know, there's other countries, too, and we're open to all of them, so please give us your suggestions. And, of course, we'll be finding out the Lunch Lady update, which won't be going off too much longer, I understand. There's a break coming up soon. So that's something, if you get attached to, you're going to have to wean yourself from it real soon. 632-6901, anything happening in the world? Let's see, this is... It's now Sunday, December 15th, 1991. 200 years ago... What? 200 years ago, on December 15th, 1791, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, went into effect following ratification by Virginia. Who's Virginia? Does anybody know who Virginia was? Must be that girl that wrote about Santa Claus or something. In 1916, 75 years ago, the French defeated the Germans in the World War I Battle of Verdun, 1-0 in overtime. In 1938, groundbreaking ceremonies for the Jefferson Memorial took place in Washington, D.C., presided over by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. In 1939, Gone with the Wind producer David O. Selznick's movie version of the Margaret Mitchell novel starring Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable had its world premiere at Lowe's Grand Theater in Atlanta. 1944, a plane carrying bandleader Glenn Miller, a U.S. Army major, disappeared during a flight over the English Channel. And let's see what we have here. 1964, Canada's House of Commons approved dropping the Canadian red unsigned flag in favor of a new design. That's pretty exciting. 1965, two U.S. manned spacecraft, Gemini 6 and Gemini 7, rendezvoused in orbit, coming within 10 feet of each other. 1966, 25 years ago, movie producer Walt Disney died in Los Angeles. And in 1979, the deposed Shah of Iran left the United States for Panama. The same day, the International Court of Justice in The Hague ruled that Iran should release all its American hostages. And in 1989, a popular uprising that resulted in the downfall of Romania's Nicolae Ceausescu began as demonstrators gathered in Timișoara to prevent the arrest of the Reverend Laszlo Tokes, a dissident clergyman. All right. And what's happening today? Yes, I know that's what everybody wants to know. What is happening today? Secretary of State James Baker is en route to the Soviet Union, where he will visit five of the republics that are willing to join Boris Yeltsin's new Commonwealth. Baker plans to discuss the security of Soviet nuclear weapons and humanitarian assistance. I don't care if the nuclear weapons feel secure. I'd rather feel secure. I think that's what they should be discussing. Russian President Boris Yeltsin is predicting a year of struggle before his proposed new Commonwealth can turn the economy around. In a newspaper interview, Yeltsin says the Commonwealth concept is the best plan to salvage the economy. The United States feels there are more than enough votes in the UN General Assembly to rescind the resolution passed in 1975, equating Zionism with racism. U.S. Ambassador Thomas Pickering says he believes the number of positive votes is well over 100. Four of the Democratic candidates for president today attacked the Bush administration for mishandling the economy and ignoring Americans' need for health care. The candidates appeared before Florida Democrats, who will hold a straw poll tomorrow. And Michigan receiver Desmond Howard has become the second biggest winner in Heisman Trophy history. Howard, the nation's second leading scorer with 23 touchdowns, beat runner-up Casey Weldon of Florida State by a landslide. You know, that brings up something. That's a sore point with me. I don't know if people have been reading the newspapers this week, but there's a proposal on the books or wherever to make the State University at Stony Brook, right here, where I'm speaking, this place right here, with such resounding echoes, into a Division I school. Now, you may ask yourself, what in the world does that mean? Okay, it means this. It means that we'll have big-time sports. Our football games will be covered on Channel 7 or whatever, and big players will come here, and football and basketball and all those kind of things will become the dominant issues here at this school. You know, I went to Clemson to visit somebody once, Clemson, South Carolina, and, you know, it's a nice campus and everything like that, but football keeps getting in the way, you know? All the football players are taken care of specially. They don't have to worry about grades. They don't have to worry about, you know, tests and report cards and all those trivial little things that a college might bring to them. They live in their own dormitories, which are the nicest dormitories in the whole school. They eat lunch in their own section of the cafeteria. They are separated from the rest of the students. And I don't know if people remember this. It was quite some time ago. We did a little expose. Students there, regular students there at Clemson University, are afraid to walk onto the athletic field during practice because they can get arrested for spying on the football team. I'm not kidding. People are really afraid to do this because they have guards that watch out for people who might be analyzing the plays, and they will arrest you if you are caught watching the football team. So, of course, myself and a friend went out to do just that with a tape recorder to record not only the adventure of running through the bush and everything to get there, but also the various grunts and moans and things that the people were shouting out. And we were able to successfully bring that to you, our listeners. This was several years ago. And, of course, that was before Clemson lost all those games. But it's something we had to do. Now, there's another thing about football in Clemson that really strikes me the wrong way. You have this college campus, nice campus and everything like that, nice buildings, but right smack in the middle of it is this 80,000-seat stadium, you know? I mean, it just sort of takes away from the college academic atmosphere to have a huge stadium in the middle of the school. And every weekend, or whenever they're around, every two weekends, I guess, the place becomes inundated with people from all over the region coming in to see a football game. And, of course, that's really what the school is all about. And they want to do that to Stony Brook now. They want to make Stony Brook into a sports-oriented school. I don't know where the money for this is coming from. We can't afford to
to keep departments going. We can't afford to keep graduate students on and teaching assistants. Everybody's being let go. People aren't being paid on time. They're being told to wait several months for a certain pay period. There's no housing. Tuition is going up. Students are forced to drop out. There's no expansion of departments. We were supposed to have lots and lots of expansions throughout the 70s, such as a liberal arts tower that never got built. Yet somehow we were able to build a brand new gymnasium. The money for that was found. And now they want to invest more money into Division I. Well, I hope somebody comes to their senses before this whole atmosphere of the school gets changed. It's not exactly the right way to go about things, in my opinion. But I would like to know what other people think, especially people that go here, because it will certainly affect everybody to a degree. I mean, I don't know if they're going to build. I guess they'll have to build a stadium in the middle of the school. I mean, how else do you have a Division I team if you don't have a decent stadium to watch them? But should that be our priority? I don't know. 632-6901. Let's see who's out there. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say I agree with the first caller about the headbangers.
Okay.
We have no rights. The other two callers after him saying, like, skateboarders, like, are everything, you don't know. Us headbangers, we go out, you know, we can't do nothing. If I walked into a mall, like, I got security guards following me around because I have long hair.
Uh-huh.
And that's wrong.
I agree.
I have long hair, I'm getting stereotyped.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots of stereotypes that go on, you know, and everybody does them to a degree, but when it affects, you know, your freedom to move about and to associate with people, that's something that everybody should be concerned with. I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Yeah, exactly. I see skateboarders all over the place. I don't stereotype them. Hey, I don't get along with them. No, I don't. I don't like them.
Why don't you like them? Isn't that kind of a stereotype, too?
See, I don't like skateboarders, I'll admit it, but they don't like me.
But what is it you don't like about them?
I don't like when they go around on a skateboard, they're 14 years old, and they think they rule the world. You know, they're a bunch of little kids.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't all think they rule the world.
Yeah, but the other guy just before the other headbanger, he said he did.
All right, maybe he thought he did, but I'm just saying that not everybody thinks the same way. And I'm sure you can say there are a few headbangers that are real jerks, right? There are a couple. There must be.
There might be. There might be, yes. I have not met any.
Uh-huh.
There might be, yes. Okay, I won't say that it's not.
Right. I don't think any group is perfect, but I don't think any group is all bad either, you know? I mean, if you think that, it's, you know, you can't judge people by the way they look or what they do, you know, as far as, you know, what they do for recreation. You can judge them on their actions and on, you know, what they say, you know, and who they really are.
Well, then why don't these skateboarders, like, get some plywood, make a half pipe in their driveway and skate in their driveway? You know, they go around thinking they rule the world, like, skating wherever they want, you know. But they skate in the middle of the road, you know. Someday somebody's going to get hit and, like, you know, like, they're going to get blamed for, like, running the kid over, but he was skating in the middle of the street and we're at fault now.
Yeah, I don't think skateboarders should skate in the middle of the street. That's common sense.
I've seen skateboarding all over the place, and, you know, they shouldn't be, you know, not in the street.
Uh-huh. Well, where would you have them go?
Personally, I'd have them in their own backyard, if anywhere else, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a headbanger. I go out. I don't go into the mall, like, blasting my music everywhere I go. No, I wear my concert T-shirt, my long hair, my earrings, you know, and I get stereotyped for that. Now, if that skateboard went into the mall, you know, they're not going to think nothing of them. Now, why am I getting stereotyped, and why are they thinking, like, I'm going to steal something or something, you know?
I understand. But, you know, I think you both have the same problem, even though you're coming from totally different angles. You know, and I think the best thing you guys can do is just, you know, at least support each other's right to exist.
Why do they go, like, on campus skateboarding around, you know?
Well, I know why they go to the lecture center, because that's a great building to skate off of. And I don't know why they built it that way. They didn't expect people to skate off it. But, you know, it's a place to go. There are no places to go. You know, I mean, you hang out in the mall, but I'm sure you'd rather hang out in a better place than that if there was such a place.
We have no places to hang out. And if
right.
we hang out on campus and we put on a concert, we'd get in trouble. They'd call the police. But if they went around skateboarding, like, nothing would happen.
Exactly. But don't you see, you're both lumped together in the same group. People that don't like kids hanging out, don't care if you're skateboarders or you know, or anything else. You know, they will lump you all together in the same category. And you're all individuals. You're all, you know, you're all into different things. And that's what you have to fight for. You know, I think you're all fighting for the same thing.
Well, they shouldn't be dissing us headbangers, because headbangers rule.
Okay, well, you know, we'll pass that one around.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, trout.
Yeah. Okay, 632-6901. Good morning.
Oh, wow. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, you finally made it.
Yes, great. Listen, I called last week. I was the very, 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 very last caller.
Ah, and I think you brought up something rather controversial, and...
Well, it's, I guess it could be controversial. I have this idea in my head that the acquired immune deficiency since AIDS is the best thing that has happened to Mother Nature. And let me explain this before you say that I'm a wacko.
I won't say a word. Just keep explaining.
Okay. The way I see it, the only way Earth has a chance to survive from global warming, pollution, war, devastation, is if man ceases to exist to cause these problems. And the only way that will happen is if AIDS... This is rather morbid. Let me...
So are you related to a guy named Jim Doomsayer?
No.
You sound word for word like a caller I used to have. I don't know where he went, but...
Well, no, wow. I actually believe this is a viable, I mean, just listen to what I'm saying. The only way planet Earth is going to ever survive is if, I mean, did you ever see a deer or a rabbit blowing smoke into the air? No. We mess up this world so bad.
Actually, I heard a rumor about cows, a cow flatulation.
Oh, well,
causes,
I mean,
all kinds of problems.
That's natural. I mean, we flatulate, too. But anyway,
sure
that's basically what I'm trying to say is, it's not all that bad.
No, I don't know if you can say that it's not all that bad.
Well, it is bad. I mean,
what would
I feel very
right,
bad?
Let me translate your words into action. What would you have us do then?
Oh, I don't want anybody doing anything. Just ponder on that thought. It's kind of like, let's say I was reading this very good book.
So wait, would you say that based upon what you say, would you say that we should just, you know, stop researching the disease and just let nature take its course?
No, not at all. This is just an idea. I don't plan to put it into effect myself.
What do you think we should do based upon your theory?
I think we should just stop being, I almost cursed there, stop being, destructive. That's never going to happen because it's, you know, it's in our genes, but it was just an idea, and to bring up a topic for people to say, wow, he's really morbid, and what a nut, what a crazy what a wildly crazy guy. But that's about it.
Okay, well, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Yeah, they're all out there tonight, folks. Everyone, every last one is there. 632-6901 area code 516. Got another Clash song. And the same problem exists here because they only give us the record and the title of the song is on the record, which is already in the CD player. So I don't know what I'm going to play here, but it's something that I'm sure nobody has ever heard before. And this comes from the Clash on Broadway. So I'll tell you what it is afterwards, after I'm able to look at the CD and find out what it is. We'll be back. 632-6901. wrong with that. I think making tacos is a good idea. Oh, we're on. 632-6901. That was The Clash from The Clash on Broadway and Every Little Bit Hurts, written by E. Cobb. And we'll play one more song later that, actually, maybe a couple more songs later that are not on any album except this one now. Yeah. So the program is Brain Damage. My name's Eric. We are talking about skateboarders and headbangers and all kinds of other fascinating things like that. And we'll also be making a long-distance phone call to a country someplace in the world. And, yes, that is a requirement. It's got to be someplace in the world. So please give us your suggestions as far as that goes. I'll be going right back to the phones in just a moment, but first... Our FCC license requires us to occasionally ask controversial and dangerous questions. And alas, sometimes questions that have no satisfactory answers. But no one said life would be fair. If you're extremely lucky, however, life will satisfy your appetite. Your appetite to know, and sometimes more than that. As we ask the proverbial question, what the hell is for lunch?
Good morning. Today, Friday the 13th of December, at all cafeterias for breakfast, oatmeal, French waffles with syrup, hash browns, sausage links, eggs to order. Lunch is New England clam chowder, gyro with a pita pocket, tuna melt on a bagel, cheese enchilada, cheese-string French fries, zucchini, stewed tomatoes, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, deli, and salad bar. Dinner is New England clam chowder, barbecue spare ribs, cheese lasagna, shrimp chow mein, fried rice, Italian mixed vegetables. Grill on the grill is hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, salad bar. Thanks again for calling us a safe meal.
Ah, yes. What's for Lunch is a weekly presentation of this radio program, presented as a public service for nobody in particular. And now it's time to go back to the telephones. The proverbial phones are 516-632-6901. And by calling that number, you will be hooked up with all kinds of interesting, exciting people here at the radio station.
The number you have reached, 632-6901, is being checked for trouble. Please try your call again later.
I can never understand that.
632-6901 is being checked for trouble. Please try your call again later.
Well, I figure it's some kind of an investigation of some sort. You know, by the government, they're always checking us out for trouble. You won't find any trouble here. That's not our middle name, but I do want this music to stop. Thank you. Good morning, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just called because I want to get on the air.
Oh, well, you succeeded.
I did.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to do now that you've done that?
Well, I have a friend over, and he's complaining very much because he's from Brooklyn, and he can't...
I complain to a friend from Brooklyn. Say it again?
I have a friend in Brooklyn who came up.
Uh-huh.
And he's very upset because of the Long Island weather. He says it's too cold for him.
Well, you know, I don't think it's much different in Brooklyn.
Well, it's a little further north, and he doesn't understand there's no buildings around to block the wind.
Well, actually, I find that the buildings not only block the wind, but make it worse. You have those little, like, tornado, mini-tornado things, you know, and newspapers hit you in the face. That doesn't happen out here.
Well, that's true. See, he was also shocked at the idea we have street lights and no lack of sidewalks. He was also wondering where the cows to tip, too.
You don't tip cows here. You do that out east.
Oh, we do that out east.
Yeah, further out. Well, what town are you in now?
Well, I'm on campus.
Okay, so you're at Stony Brook.
Yep.
I don't think we tipped a cow at Stony Brook for quite some time. There is a cow that can be tipped, but it's not real. It's behind a fence.
Where is it?
Well, I can't say because it's on private property.
Well, it doesn't matter. He'll sneak on. We're from Brooklyn. We're allowed to.
Well, drive around some main... What?
Well, there's a place on campus.
There's a place on campus you can tip cows?
Gray Building, A3.
What is that supposed to mean? It's a cow in Gray Building, A3?
Go to the third floor.
Okay, well, you heard it here, folks. I don't know what it means.
A3?
Yeah, try that.
Does a cow in Great Building A3 referring to a girl, or?
I don't know. I'm not, far be it from me to say things like that. But that's the comment that's been made here, and that's all we're going to say on the matter. But tell your friend from Brooklyn that, you know, Long Island's not so bad, even though we don't have skate parks.
Well, he's just very upset because it's so cold here, too.
Yeah, well, it is cold, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Could I also, like, just say hi to my friend Erica, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I already did, didn't I?
You already did.
Oh, man, I'm not used to this radio thing, you know?
It takes getting used to.
It does.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for letting me call.
Hey, no problem. Although, all I do is pick up the phone. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm from CI.
You're from CI? Central Intelligence?
No.
Corporate industry?
No.
No?
No.
Do I get one more chance?
No.
What's CI?
Central Islip.
Oh, Central Islip, of course. How silly of me. Central Islip, yes. The wonderful town where that famous singer got his start.
Who's the singer?
Well, gosh, you should know. You're from Central Islip.
Yeah, I'm a headbanger. I don't...
I'm trying to give your town some meaning, but apparently, what's Central Islip known for?
Hey, for sports.
For sports, there you go.
Sports.
Yeah, for sports. What else?
For welfare.
Uh-huh. All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling about the topic that I guess is dominating the evening, and that's this whole thing with the skateboarders and the headbangers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because there's quite a number of skateboarders here in CI. And they all skate around all over the place. I'll be driving my car, and all of a sudden one will pop out of nowhere. Okay? And it's like, very dangerous, okay? You have their places to hang out. First of all, they shouldn't be hanging out and skateboarding on buildings like at Stony Brook. Well, that's not what the building's for.
Well, yeah, the building's not for a lot of things, but where else are people going to go, huh?
Hey, like the other caller said, let them dig plywood and build a half-pipe on their driveway.
That doesn't sound like a very constructive thing for them to do. I mean, people like, as you know, associate. I mean, look, would you like to sit in your room listening to music every day, or would you like to hang out with other people and listen to music, you know?
Do both.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of, yeah, it's socializing, you know? It's a social kind of a thing.
You know,
we all want the same things. You know, we all want to hang out with like-minded people and have fun. And I don't think anybody's really out to hurt people or to you know, destroy other people.
No, but okay. What I want to bring up
in general, that is
the way, like headbangers. We used to sort of have a place to hang out. There was a place that, you know, we play our music and have like, you know, live music and everything down at, you know, Sundance. No
uh-huh.
longer exists anymore.
Right, that's true.
So now, like, none of us like have, like, really no place to do.
Right.
To go. And nobody brings this sort of stuff out, you know. Nobody plays, like, on the radio. Nobody plays the music that we listen to.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true. I mean, there must be some people that...
You're from the island. I mean, you're obviously from Long Island.
What do you mean, obviously I'm from Long Island? What, do I have an accent or something?
Well, there is a Long Island accent, you know.
Wait a minute, I don't have a Long Island accent. In fact, nobody I know on Long Island pronounces the G. That's something that everybody from other parts of the country accuses us of doing. But we talk normal-like, you know?
I personally think we talk the most normal.
That's what I say, too, the most normal. Normal-like, yeah.
But, like I was saying, you know, nobody really plays the music that we listen to on the radio. I mean, there was a Fingers Metal Shop on DAB. And that was done away with.
Right. Done away with, yes. Executed in a corner someplace.
And now, you know, like, nobody ever plays it. I never hear anywhere. I mean, I have to always buy tapes or something, or, like, bum off tapes from other people.
Well, you know, we get the records here. We get the records, so all you have to do is call and request it.
We do, and then nobody plays it.
Well, why do you think that is?
It's the whole stereotype thing.
Listen, so there's nothing stopping you and your friends from coming to the radio station, becoming a part of the radio station. We're a community station as well as a college station. So, you know, if you're into this kind of thing, come take the training course and become a part of it.
Okay. You played The Clash. Okay, The Clash is sort of like the new age, you know, that sort of... It's new age? Like new wave music. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, the only band that matters, yeah.
It's basically skater music.
It's skater music? I didn't know that. I guess it is. All right.
Hey, okay, you said, you know, nobody plays our music. The next time you have a music break,
Play
some Napalm Death or Entombed or something.
Napalm Death or Entombed. Well, I'm featuring this record today because, you know, I've just seen it for the first time, and I kind of want to hear these songs.
Have you seen Napalm Death?
I haven't seen them.
Oh, then it would be the first time for you, too.
But I'm, you know, I hear times, okay, on the radio where people are saying, call us up, we'll play whatever you want to hear, you know, and they do. If we have it, we play it.
No, they don't, because I've called and requested songs. My friends have called and requested songs, and they won't play it. And then, to be stupid, one of my friends, he called up and requested Neil Diamond, and they played Neil Diamond.
Well, I think it was probably the wrong kind of a show to request that kind of a thing, then.
I mean, they even played Joan the Evangelistas, and they wouldn't play Napalm Death or Obituary.
I'm sure you can find somebody in this station to play that kind of thing.
For sure, but it's probably going to be like at 4:35 in the morning.
A small sacrifice to make.
Yeah, not when I'm sleeping.
You just adjust your schedule a little bit. I mean, look, you got to figure people are on the air at that time. They've adjusted their schedule. At least folks out there can do is adjust their schedule to listen. I don't think that's asking too much.
I mean, I adjust my schedule because I like listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm not staying up till 5:30 in the morning. You know? I mean, if they play, if, like, you can, like, turn on DRE or something, listen, and you can listen to, like, the skater music anytime during the day. I should be able to flip on a station and listen to...
We don't seem to have Napalm Death. We have Napalm Beach, though.
Napalm Beach. Rath probably took it or something.
All right. We're not going to accuse people on the air here, but I don't see any Napalm Death. I see Napalm Beach.
What about Death?
Death? Is that name of the group? Just Death?
Death. Yeah.
Well, we'll look for that.
Yeah, you should have that.
Okay, well, we'll see if we have that. Listen, we're going to move on.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Groovy.
Good. What's on your mind?
Not much.
Yeah?
The Headbangers. They're pretty much wrong.
Pretty much wrong. All of them?
Yeah.
Well, how can you say a whole group of people is wrong?
Because skaters listen to almost the same kind of music.
The skaters don't listen to the same kind of music. They're widely diverse. Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay. You listen to Carcass and all them, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're saying you listen to the same kind of music as they do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying what, that it's basically an offshoot of skaters?
Pretty much, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, I had no idea there was this animosity, this competition going on between headbangers and skateboarders, but I guess it was inevitable. I mean, are there any people out there that are into both?
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah, there's a lot of headbanger skaters.
Headbanging skaters or skating headbangers?
Whatever.
Yeah, I know, whatever, but, you know, you got to get this phrase just right. It's important to people.
Hey, there's another Teen Smile member.
Good. Well, you guys seem to be out there. How many of you are there?
About 10.
About 10? And where are you calling from, Mastic 2?
Yep.
All right. Well, keep skating and keep pushing for a skate park. I'm sure it'll happen. What?
When they said they're headbangers, they get harassed more than skaters.
Yeah?
That's wrong.
Well, I don't know if anybody's keeping a running tally. I think you both get harassed more than you should.
Because they say build a half pipe in your backyard. Where are we going to get the money from?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if they can give us the money, then we could build a half pipe.
Sounds reasonable. All right, we'll see if any offers come in from headbangers.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, my God, I was, like, whining about, I don't have any money to build a half pipe. I don't have any money to build a real metal club.
I don't see why we're expecting every individual to do his own thing. I mean, there should be a place for people that want to do something to do it together. You know, it should happen. It seems like you could make money off this, too, right?
I guess, I think some club called Industry Steel had a half pipe in it, but I don't know how successful that was.
Uh-huh.
Probably too many fights or something, because they were trying to play, like, thrash, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing with headbangers and with skateboarders, you can mess it up if you're violent and if you don't get along with each other and if you have fights with other groups and things like that, then nobody's going to want to deal with any of you.
Yeah, so, it's just like, I can't figure out why headbangers and skaters hate each other so much.
I don't really think they hate each other so much. I think, you know, people are trying to, like, build on that.
They hate each other. I don't know why, but it's just like this.
Come on, listen to yourself there, you know?
It's like clicks, I guess. I don't know why.
Hatred seething in your voice there. It's like, you know, like, why are you putting that there? It's too, I don't know.
Well, it just is, because you, like, all of a sudden, like, 3 or 4 years ago, skaters just started popping up in our school.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like, we don't have, like, this,
like, dandelions, right?
Yeah, and we just, like, all of a sudden just hated these guys for no reason.
I can't figure it out.
I guess you pretty much put your finger on it. You start hating people for no reason. You got to wonder about that, you know?
It's just like a clique thing, you know? They get all their group of friends, we get our group of friends.
Well, as long as you have this clique kind of a thing, you really can't go anyplace because people will see that and they'll be afraid of it and they won't want to cater to one group because another group might, you know, attack them or something and they don't want to even be involved in that.
It wasn't really a violent hatred. It was just like you had like this look on your face when you saw them. It was like, oh, what's this loser doing? Uh-huh. You know, like one of those things.
I'll give you an example. We had a series of benefit concerts last year with hardcore music, a lot of, you know, thrashing about and slam dancing, that kind of thing. And people who came to those things knew that, you know, any screw-up on their part would jeopardize the entire thing and we'd never be able to do another one. And I've never seen such a well-behaved crowd. Of course, it was no match for the ignorance of the administration here that decided to cancel all concerts because of a fight and something completely unrelated. And unfortunately, you know, the good behavior of those people went unnoticed. But it does go to show that, you know, when you do get your heads together and when you, you know, make an effort to, you know, to do something peaceably, it can go far. It really can, and everybody can have a good time.
I bet you that fight was started by some skinheads, too.
There was no fight with any of those concerts. It was something completely different.
Oh, there was just like somebody happened to be there fighting?
No, it wasn't even one of our concerts. It was something on a different day, in a different place, a different part of campus. Had nothing. It was a different even style of music, but that had nothing to do with it. It was just...
Oh, it was at the Primus show.
What happened was a general lumping together of all music by young people, whether it be rap, rock, reggae, thrash, you know, heavy metal, anything like that.
Yeah,
it's all bad, it's all violent, and that's what's stupid.
Old people being ignorant.
Yeah. Now, of course, it's wrong to say all the administrators are stupid, because I don't think all of them are stupid, but there certainly are some key players that don't have a clue.
Oh, yeah, like I said, the Fingers Metal Shop isn't on anymore? Sure,
yeah.
It is. It shouldn't be on, but it is.
Well, why do you say that?
Because the guy's a fool.
Well, which guy is this?
I don't even know what his name is. Fingers. He's a loser.
When is he on?
I believe 11:30 till 1:30 on BAB.
Really?
The guy, he just like, if he plays something that he doesn't like, I don't know, I guess somebody forces him to play a CD, he'll just like bust on the band. No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
They're like public, you know. I mean, I could sit there and bust on a band all I want, but it's not my job.
No, it's not your job, and it's also not our job. So, anyway, final comments. I want to move on to another call.
Oh, yeah, Spackle.
Righto. Couldn't have said it better myself. Good morning.
Yeah, I was about these, they're worried about being stereotyped. They're calling up and, you know, they're stereotyping themselves, saying, hey, I'm a headbanger. You know, what's the deal with these guys?
That's a good point, you know.
Hey, I'm a headbanger, I'm a skater. You know, not saying, hey, I'm a person who skates, you know, I am a skater, I am a headbanger.
Yeah, I like where you're coming from, because I don't like putting labels on people either. I like to say, I'm a person who happens to be doing this at the moment, but I might not be in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going on and on about this music, that music. They should, I think they should diversify more personally, you know, not go with the, they listen to this music. They should listen to all music, you know. I don't understand it. You know, it's great the music they listen to, but I don't see why they have to just classify themselves.
You know, a good way to do that, and I don't want to promote, you know, the station over anything else, but a good way to do that is to listen to non-commercial radio, because we go through so many different phases, different styles of music. I guarantee anybody I know will, you know, be nauseated at some point by what we do here at the station, and that's good, because that means that we reach everybody in some way. You know, we keep changing, and if everybody listened to at least 5 or 6 different kinds of music, and I mean radically different kinds of music, like, you know, jazz, folk, classical, rock, whatever, you know, you'd be so much richer for it. And you'd,
I don't know anything. You don't know where you're going unless you know where you came from, you know?
Well, that's true, too. I'm not quite sure what it means, but it sounds like it's true.
Hey, you know, another thing with these skaters, you know, I don't see what the big hang-up is with, like, bothering them and everything. You know, like, what the hell? You know, they're out there. They're not hurting anybody. I mean, I got hurt once, but, you know, there was no big deal. The thing hit me in the mouth, and it was... You know, tasted like chicken. I didn't really care too much, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And there's been, like, plenty of, like, famous skateboarders in history. I don't see what the deal is with that, you know? There's, like, you know, Mary Deckard Laney?
Famous skateboarders in history?
Yeah, I mean, they've been around forever. Like, I'm talking about, like, Mary Deckard Laney. Remember the 84 Olympics when she fell?
That was quite some fall, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was on board.
Now, that was one of the best falls I've ever seen.
Oh, Gerald Ford coming off Air Force One?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. He wasn't on a skateboard, though.
He was on a skateboard.
He was on roller skates, I thought.
No, it was a skateboard. And I think they're thinking about putting him on a coin soon, with him on one side of it and a skateboard on the other.
That's something that was talked about, but was never actually done. I think it had something to do with funding.
Yeah, they came up with them broads on the coins instead, I think.
Susan B. Anthony, right.
Yeah.
Now making an appearance in the Long Island Railroad ticket machines.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that lately. Yeah, that's right. You get all that change. You get, like, a ton of them.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're something new, something different. I like to play with them. You know,
they look like quarters. They look like quarters. More than once I've spent a dollar on something that only cost a quarter because I thought it was a quarter.
Oh, God, I did say, when I was in England, I was constantly doing that with the coins. I don't know what the hell I was spending.
Oh, you mean the little pound coins, right?
You got the pound, you got, you know, the pence, everything. I was, like, out of control with the
money.
Aren't
those pound coins the greatest, though? They're nice and thick.
Yeah, they are. They're like kind of like a token, you know?
Yeah, a lot like a token. Like,
I thought
like
I could, you know,
tokens.
Get on a train. I couldn't find the trains. I'd go underground, and there'd be no trains under there.
Well, the underground is the trains. I mean,
no, sometimes, you know, they have just undergrounds across the road.
Well, that's subways. No, subway means something to go underneath the road and come out the other end.
Yeah, so I go down there. I'm looking for a train.
No, there's
know.
No trains in the subways. No. The trains are the underground.
One time I was in a subway over there, and I saw a duty. I mean, it was like the most perfect duty I ever saw.
That's the only similarity that they bear to the subways here.
So then I brought it home, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that, because that, like, falls under the Department of Agriculture, and they might bring all kinds of varmints and things like that.
I didn't take the duty itself, man. I just took the picture of it.
Oh, well, that's legal, I think.
Yeah, it was a nice picture. It really was, like, the stereotypical duty. I mean, that, you could say, look, this is a duty.
Well, you know, it goes to show that no matter what your nationality, no matter what your ethnicity, there are some things that just are the same for everybody.
That's the truth.
Yeah. And, yes, let it be said here.
Yeah. Hey, what's with the deal with these phones, man? I used to have like two lines. I used to call up the Beat a long time ago.
Oh, the Beat, yes. One of our foremost call-in shows back in the
early days. Yeah, and you got like a new phone line over there or something? Like you take more calls.
Yeah, we had two lines then. Now we have five.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to get through when it was two.
What? It was easier to get through when it was two?
You get the ring, but, you know, you have to wait for five calls. Back then, you two calls, if you dialed it right, you'd get through, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Center Reach.
Center Reach, yeah. Believe it or not, the calls go through much quicker on the old system than they do on the new system.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I, yes. You know.
That is true.
And the whole phone number change, that bothers me because I kind of liked it with the 7901.
Yeah, our phone number used to be 246-7901. Now it's 632-6901.
Yeah, it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, we had no choice, though. We were forced, and I don't want to say we were forced at gunpoint because there really weren't any guns involved, but still, it was a bad situation. They would not let us keep our old phone number.
Yeah, nothing. What's going on with Gerardo? Is he around there anymore?
Yeah, Mike Gerardo is still on the air here, I believe, on alternate Thursday afternoons.
He does music, right?
He does music, and he does Nukes in the News and all kinds of
things. I thought maybe like he got put away doing something Jurassic DeLoco or something.
No, as far as I know, he hasn't been apprehended for any of that thing that he does. No, I think he's clean.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I do
good
believe he's clean.
Yeah, all right.
Well, listen, good to hear from an old caller.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, take it easy, man.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And 632-6901 is our telephone number, but it's time now for us to step outside, not in the... Well, actually, you know what? I think I'd like to play a Clash song first. Then we're going to step outside and go to a certain country someplace in the world. We're on until 2 o'clock, though, so if you want to call us, you still can. 632-6901. I don't know what the name of this song is, again, because it's on a CD, and the CD is in the machine. And there's no documentation on the record, but the record is The Clash on Broadway, and it's a 3-CD set, and there's all kinds of neat things on there, a lot of unreleased material. So here is one of those mystery songs.
Got you.
Oh, yeah. Music from The Clash. And it's almost like a new album has come out because we've got new songs, at least new songs from me. I'll take the CD out of the machine so I can find out what the name of that one was. That was Midnight to Stevens. Midnight to Stevens. Yeah. And we're going to hear one more in just a little bit. But not right now. We'll hear it a little bit later. The program is Brain Damage, and we're on the air until 2 o'clock in the morning. Take a couple of phone calls, and then we'll venture out into strange places in various parts of the planet to find various things. And we're open to suggestion on both of those particular bits of information. But first, let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, my name is Tony.
Hi,
and,
Tony.
You know, I like to say hello to a guy in Brooklyn because I could relate to him, you know.
Okay, well, let's keep in mind, though, that our signal does not reach Brooklyn, and maybe if you say hello to somebody in Brooklyn, he'll be out here already.
No, it's the guy that had called from here before complaining about a friend with the cold.
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I think that there's something that everybody talking about that it kind of bothered me, you know.
I know what you mean.
It's about the AIDS. When people were talking about boycotting the high school because, you know, they were giving condoms to the children.
Right.
You know, I don't think that is so wrong, you know. What? You know, it's something that affects everybody, you know. Everybody should talk about it, the bangle headers, the skateboarders, and everybody could relate to this.
Bangle headers?
The
headbangers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you don't want to get the bangle headers calling now, too. I mean, you know, we can only hold so many people on our phone lines.
Okay, thank you, you know.
Yes.
And I think it's very important that people should realize, you know. I mean, nobody wants all the kids to go out there, you know, and have sex and everything. But, you know, if they're going to do it, they have to use, you know, prophylactics.
Right. Well, which is the, you know, the bigger evil? Is it, you know, being dead or doing something that some people think is immoral?
Yeah. I think morality is going to have to take a back seat because, you know, I mean, you can't really expect children not to
right.
have fun.
Right.
You know, because I watch it. It's all over television, you know, on Donahue and Oprah Winfrey and everything.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yes. I mean,
But, I mean, people shouldn't live their lives out based on talk shows, but the thing is, this has been going on for centuries. It's nothing new, you know. Kids having sex is nothing new.
Exactly. And parents act so naive, you know, like, no, not my kid. My kid right. is not doing this, you know. They have to have a better relationship with the children.
I agree. I think kids right now, though, are probably a lot smarter than ever before because there's so much more they've got to be aware of, you know. I mean, how many kids have known so much about the diseases you can get and about how to prevent them? You know, maybe if we had known this all along, we'd be, you know, in much better shape now.
Yes, that's true. You know, I think that's so true also. And I think that you should, you know, promote that kind of thinking more because people are not listening to their children and people don't realize what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's very important.
All right, listen, thanks very much for calling.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, can I say hello to Denise?
Go right ahead.
That's my girlfriend. Hello, Denise. I love you.
Okay, Denise.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Very cool.
Okay. Yes, teach your children well. I think that's something that we can all appreciate, whether we be children, whether we be parents, or somewhere in between. Ah, yes. 632-6901. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Center Reach?
Yeah. Okay, it sounds like you're calling through one of those international lines, but we'll try to hear you. Go ahead.
All right, my name is Mike, and I just wanted to call and, you know, talk about what happens to skaters or everything.
Okay.
How they get harassed.
Go right ahead.
Well, a kid who called up before, Pat, he said that he was at Stony Brook, and he got caught by the security guard. I was one of the kids that was with him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everything you said was true and everything, and I think the security guard is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because in that letter that they said, it said that he needed a warning to get caught for them to confiscate our boards. They didn't
right.
give us a warning, and we weren't skateboarding either.
Well, the thing is, you know, in the eyes of the security guards, you all look the same. So if you warn one skateboarder, you warn them all.
That's exactly what he said to my friend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I guess I'm on the same wavelength somehow.
Yeah. But, you know, and another thing is that the headbangers that called before and saying that, you know, they don't like skaters and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why not. Basically, I think we're sort of alike, you know, because we do listen to some of the same music.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all in the same boat in many, many ways, and not just these two groups, but anybody struggling to be heard in this society.
Yeah. Well, that's about it.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, take care. 632-6901 is our telephone number. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk about a segment of the population that's been harassed till no end.
Okay, what segment might this be?
This is quite a large segment. I've never heard it addressed on your show. This is the segment of the graffiti artists.
Well, I always talked about graffiti artists.
Yeah, but you always seem to downplay the situation type whenever someone brings it up. And I feel it's one of the greatest ways you can express yourself. There's no, absolutely no way. I mean, you've seen, I guess, when the Gulf War was going on, support our troops this time on the... on the expressway.
Yeah, all over the place.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm saying, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it, but just think how many people, how many ideas can be put up on that wall?
I know. And how come the only thing being put up on that wall are these, you know, quote-unquote patriotic statements?
Well,
makes you wonder.
Well, you know, if I got a chance, I would have, you know, put some... anti-government views on there, but I never really got the chance to.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to be anti-government. It just has to be, you know, pro-independence, pro-individual.
Not necessarily anti-government. I guess I might have used the wrong terms there, but you know what I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, it can be. There's no reason why it can't be. But if you're gonna support one freedom of speech, you got to support them all. You really do.
I agree with that. But I just want, we get harassed too many. I guess I can see why. I mean, it's considered vandalism to some extent.
Uh-huh.
But just like the skaters, just like the headbangers, I can relate. We have no place to put our art. And if we did, there would be some excellent, dope, super fly pieces of to no end. But
right.
But till the day that we keep on getting chased, we all can only put up quick tags and things that are like really quick and...
Well, you know, I think everybody's got to sort of take care of each other. I mean, the skateboarders got to take care of the graffiti artists, got to take care of the headbangers. You know, I think if you all sort of stick together and support each other's right to exist, you'll be a much more formidable force to deal with. You know, and then maybe people will actually start to take you seriously.
But that'll never happen.
You don't think so? It could.
It's possible, I guess, but...
I mean, you know, the first step is to you know, stop... rating each other based on what you do and just think of each other as, you know, all fellow passengers in some way.
Oh, well, I skate also as well. That's
good. You do two different things, you see, and it's what you're into.
Yes. Well, I just like to say peace to all the taggers out there. Strong Island tag is in the house.
Okay.
You know it.
All right. Thanks for calling. 632-6901. And now it's time for us to step out and somewhere across the world, many places hopefully, confuse an operator.
Probably. Help you, hello?
Yeah, we probably will. Hi, I need long-distance information, please.
I'll get someone to help you.
Thank you so much. Here's a recording.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You don't get the ring until you say you're welcome. Those are rings, by the way.
Please hold.
Oh, no.
Your call will be answered by the next available operator.
That means there's congestion.
Please hold. Your call will...
Uh-oh.
AT&T, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. We need overseas information, please, for Bucharest, Romania. Yes, I do. This. Do I tell you or do I tell the Romanian operator? Sorry?
I get that information.
So I should give it to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking for the Bucharest Skate Park. SKATE Park. It might be one word there, but I think it's two.
Skate Park?
That's right.
Like roller skate, you know, type thing?
Well, sort of like that, except it's actually skateboards.
Oh, Skateboard Park. Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know if they call it Skateboard Park. I think they call it a skate park.
Huh?
Semantics. I'm getting tangled up in semantics. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Just make the damn call, okay? And we'll all be interested. Do you think she's making the call? She might just be sitting there with a big smirk on her face, not doing anything. Don't hear much activity there. Ah, we got something. We got something. We have voices. Romanian voices. Angry Romanian voices.
Rostov, but nothing ringing.
Wow, were those Romanians?
Your call cannot be... probably not.
Yeah.
Anything on these lines. It'll be Russian, I don't know.
Sure, a lot of people there. One guy speaking very animately. I think that's Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Ah.
Got out of temper, that one.
Yeah, must be something going on.
Who knows? Could be a radio program for all we know.
Yeah, well, sounds like we're going out over the radio.
Yeah.
Little do you know, you really are in a radio program.
Getting a second,
does he? So, does that mean there's no way to get through?
Not right at the second.
Can you tell us what time it is there?
Sure, that I can tell you. They're 7 hours ahead of us. It's 8:42.
8:42 in the morning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just try back a little later then.
All right.
Thanks a lot for your help.
No problem. Anytime you need us, 00.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for meeting me.
You're welcome. I like that operator. That's sort of a wry sense of humor there. Anyway, while we did not get through, we did hear some angry people in Bucharest. And I don't know if it actually was in Bucharest. Of course, we can't dial 00 to get AT&T. Should I give up or should I go somewhere else? Should I go back to Romania? Back to Romania? I'm being told I should go back to Romania. But I think we'll just get the same thing again. You know, I think we'll just get the same people. All right, look, we can do this. We can try a different country, all right? I just hope we don't get the same operator. All right, let's try... what are we going to try here? So hard to think of these things. Country. Need a country.
New York telephone,
okay.
Mrs. Ford.
I got some time here. Yes, hi. I need overseas information, please.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
For what country? I do not know. I'm thinking of a country.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What am I going to call? Albania. No, you can't call Albania. It's illegal. No. Can't call Albania. Kuwait? Get real, man. Kuwait. He wants to call Kuwait. Gotta think fast.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Is that the same one?
Operator.
I think that's
operator.
The same. I think it was the same one. I didn't want to talk to her again. Oh, boy, I was rude. I hung up. Well, she hung up on me, but I didn't say anything. Now I feel terrible. Now I've been rude to an operator, gotten the same operator twice, and still don't have a country. A man without a country. We're going to try this one more time. It would be good if we could get AT&T, you know, without having to go through New York telephone, but there's no other way to do it.
Can I help you? Hello?
Yes. Hi, we need AT&T, please.
Just hold on, please. I'll get them for you.
Thank you so much.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
She's not actually getting them for us. She's just simply sending us away. She's not yelling down the hall to AT&T to pick up the phone. Using the words the wrong way. I can't stand that. My hat's off to all our patient callers that are sitting through all this. And the operator who's sitting through all this, too. Not picking up the phone. I still don't have a country. I haven't been thinking. Ruckle,
AT&T, how can we help you?
Definitely not the same operator. Yes, hi, operator. I need overseas information for Poland.
Poland? One moment, thank you.
That was not easy. Poland, yeah. Good choice, wasn't it? Under fire, I perform. Poland, yes. A lot of things going on in Poland these days.
One moment.
Thank you. We still have one more clash song to get to and a bunch of phone calls. So we'll be doing that in just a moment. as soon as we get through to Poland. Yeah. Well, that's a different sound. Hello? He just left you there? Oh, okay. Sometimes operators leave you with these strange sounds and you can't get rid of them. Definitely sounded Polish, though, didn't it? Yeah. The problem is brain damage. We're on the air until 2 o'clock in the morning.
One moment, please. I'll try it again.
Thank you. I always say thank you to doctors. Oh, he tried it again. He succeeded again in getting that sound. He likes that sound, apparently. He's listened to it for a long period of time. Can you tell me what that sound means?
It's probably the circuits are busy at this time, right? I'll try it again for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Usually, operators try it twice. If again, operator tries it three times.
I'm sorry, the circuits are busy now. Try later.
Okay, can you tell me what time it is over there?
In Poland?
Yes.
One moment. It's now 7:47 a.m. They're 6 hours ahead of us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
At least he didn't go boop, boop, boop himself when we asked him a question. Unfortunately, we have failed in our mission to reach either Poland or Romania. Or Romania, depending on how you say it. But fear not, because we'll be back again. And we'll be confusing more operators in other hemispheres. It's what we do. Confuse the operator is a registered trademark. Just don't try anything. Okay, and back to the phone, 632-6901. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the skaters.
Okay, you don't have to shout.
Hello?
Yeah, you don't have to shout.
All right, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
I go to school and I spend a lot of time over by the math building, and they are everywhere.
But wait, are you talking about Stony Brook?
Yeah.
By the math tower, huh?
Yeah, they're all the time over there, and there's like 20 of them sometimes. They look like a pack of roaches. I mean, they're dirty. Sometimes I wonder if they're homeless. I'm serious. They scare me. And I'll tell you another thing. They're always skating, and they're like, some of them like 13 or 14 years old. And one day they're going to hurt themselves and break their leg. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to turn around, and their parents are going to sue the school. I don't think they should be allowed to skate there. I think that when they start skating, public safety should come and just take them away.
Sir, are you a student?
Yes.
You know, you sound like a parent.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just very mature. And I'll tell you, you know, like, you know, sometimes I'm walking by at night and they're there. And they scare me. Because, you know, they're running around, they're yelling, they're screaming. And the school does nothing about it. Also, they're over by Javits Lecture Center. They do the same thing.
They run around yelling and screaming, yeah.
Yeah, they act like idiots, and the school does nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess some people feel the school hasn't done enough.
Oh, I just can't take it. Uh-huh. I mean, sometimes, you know, these kids, they're like the dregs of society. Look, I know you've probably seen them. They look unwashed.
Well, you know, I don't really...
No, let me tell you something. They look like the kids who, like people in the subway who mug you. I'm serious. They really, they upset the hell out of me. I mean, the school does nothing about it. They've been there for like 3-4 years.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'm walking and they almost hit me because they're riding around, you know, like flying, doing their tricks. It's just a nuisance. And, you know, and these kids, they don't even go to school. They come from the neighboring communities. They're all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they're in the union. I don't think they should be in the union. They're also walking around buildings. You know, there's a lot of thefts on campus now in buildings. These could be the culprits. I mean, sometimes I'm in a computer science building and they're in there. What are they doing in there? But there's nothing, there's no security stopping them.
Well, have you ever actually seen one of them committing a crime?
I haven't actually seen one committing a crime. But, you know, they shouldn't be in the buildings.
Has one ever done anything openly hostile towards you?
No, they haven't actually done anything hostile to me.
Well, it sounds like you've been extraordinarily lucky then.
I guess I have. I don't know. This whole topic about these skaters has really upset me. And you have the skaters fighting with the headbangers. What is that about? This tells you the mentality of these people. And they're running free around this campus. We have enough trouble as it is.
I think these wars simply are telephone wars. I don't think anything is really going on as far as, you know, groups against each other. I don't see it.
You could be right there. I don't know. I don't know about the telephone wars, but just by the mentality of them calling in and doing that on the air, acting like that, is enough for me to say that these are not stable individuals.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you contributed to the bashing of people on the phone, because I think there's a lot of that going around tonight.
All right. I don't think you should allow them to do that on the air. I think, you know, when they start saying, the skaters are doing this, and you should just, you know, basically say, look, this is a college radio station. I don't have time to deal with this. Call in about a more mature topic, such as, like, the budget cuts that the school is suffering from. I've been waiting on the phone for a half hour, and, like, it seems like I'm the only decent caller. You have people calling from all off campus.
Well, yes, I mean, you're up there. But let me ask you a question then that befits Stony Brook. All right, do you think Stony Brook should become a Division I school in sports?
I think that's a waste of time, really.
Yeah, and money, right?
Yes, I didn't come to the school to watch basketball games. Okay, I've been going to school. I'm a senior. I have not gone to one basketball game or football game because I think that's a waste of time. I have to spend most of my day studying. I don't know where these people get the time to spend hours playing basketball, football, soccer. They must have, like, you know, 1.6 GPAs.
Because
talk to some of these athletes. They say, yes, I spend about 4 hours a day during the season practicing, sometimes 5. And this is like, I get home,
I'm
so tired, I can't even study. And most of them they don't have scholarships.
I hear a breath coming up.
I guess they just, like, perform
in
these
sports. The only way to get in.
I guess to wear the jacket. I don't see any...
I blew it. You know, you're not going to have these same people. You're going to have these sort of like professional athletes being almost bussed in, and they're going to be the people playing basketball and football, and they're not even going to have to worry about school at all.
That's a disgrace, I think, when that happens. And that probably will happen. You have these guys who can't even read or write, but they're playing college basketball, and they graduate, they can't read or write, but a few of them, like, I guess like 2 or 3, get a pro basketball contract, and we go, well, he came from Stony Brook. Give me a break. I don't think we should go Division I, and it's all in the paper about how it's going to do the school that good. I think it's just a way. I don't even think they should have built that second gym.
I agree with you. I agree with you, yes.
This one was fine.
Yeah.
You know, I took one PE course. That's it. I've been to the new gym like once or twice to jog. I don't see that it's worth, like, what was it, $17 million to build?
I don't know, and it took a long time, too, and inconvenienced a lot of people. I think we need more important things here, and we're losing a lot of important things.
They could have used that money to fix up, like, that library, which we have is a disgrace, I think.
Yeah.
Spread the money around to the different departments, because some of the departments here are really lacking in funds, and they do nothing about it. Like, they could have used those funds to make classes smaller. You go to Javits Lecture Center for a class, sometimes I'm in a 300-level class, and I'm in Javits Lecture Center Center with 400-plus people. That's a disgrace for a senior. I think that's a disgrace.
All right, listen, we got to move on to a couple more calls. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Good luck. And that's an angry caller. It's good to get angry callers now and then. Seems to be angry about everything, though, didn't they? Should ask him about the weather. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm just fine.
I would like to talk about, I was watching...
You're on a cordless phone. You're on a cordless phone, are you not?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
just wanted to make sure. Go ahead.
I was watching Nightline last night, and what they were talking about in Michigan, they totally cut off welfare.
They totally cut off welfare?
Yeah.
I haven't read about that.
It was on Nightline, and I quite agree with that. I quite agree with that, because some of these people are free. A lot of these people are
free-floating. Now, I think what you said the first time is more accurate. Some of these people are, but to say all of them are, that's wrong.
I would say a majority of them are. Let them fend for themselves. My family came from overseas many years ago. They didn't have a pot to go to the bathroom in, to say it nicely. And yet they started good businesses, successful businesses.
Well, I don't know if you looked around you recently, but we're over swarming with businesses. It's kind of hard to start something that hasn't already been started. We're a lot less crowded when they came over, I'll believe.
Yeah, but no way. My grandfather, my father, they didn't sit down and try and go on welfare. And I would love to see New York do that. I'd love to see New York do that. And if I was governor, what I would do is I would totally cut off welfare. I would decide to get, I would put that into police, the monies from the welfare, put that into the police, to hire more police, just so because, you know, there's going to be demonstrations by Al Sharpton and his merry men.
Well, now, you know, I don't think it's fair to say Al Sharpton is leading any of these movements, because I know a lot of people on all sides that think he's a jerk. So, you know, don't give him too much credit for that. Listen, sir, I'd like to talk about this more because it's a good topic. And try to call back early next week so we can talk about it for more time.
Hey, you got what time does your show go on?
It goes on from 12 to 2, and it's just about 2 now, so we got
to
go.
Oh, 12 to 2?
Yeah.
I just turned it tuned in, but it's from what I heard, I enjoyed it very much.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did.
In fact, I'm an old caller from the Beat.
Oh, another old caller from the Beat. Where are you calling from?
Patchogue.
Patchogue, great. Well, good to hear from you, and, you know, make an appointment next week.
Yeah, is Ed Goldberg still around?
No, Ed Goldberg is not here. I mean, we hear from him occasionally. But,
because I remember when I used to call him up back in 1977.
Right, that was a Saturday Night Circus.
Yeah, and he used to call it the Ed Goldberg Show.
Yeah, that too. All right, listen, we got to go. Thanks for calling.
Take care, and you have a very good show.
Thank you.
Bye.
And I'm sorry to all those people on the phone still that we did not have time to get to. I realize it's a complete waste of your evening to be calling up and have the phone just keep ringing, and there's even more people calling in as I talk, but we can't take your call because we're out of time. And we do want to leave you with one final Clash song. Good night to everybody. This is Brain Damage signing off. Stay tuned for the big guy, and we'll be back again next week. I don't know what this song is called because, again, it's written on the CD, but they probably repeat the song title many times throughout the song. The Clash from The Clash on Broadway, previously unreleased track.
Between confusion, kung fu and the car park, look at the weekend be losing that reactive spark, even in the shebeen, or down in the meat rack. Long time I feel cold, send the Cinderella shoe back along the length of the wire.